Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph Sholo Talmidov Es Rab Shimon Ben Yechoi Mibnei Man Yischaivus Einayim Shol Yisrael Shebaisei Hader Kliya. The Talmidim asked Rab Shimon Ben Yechoi, there was a Gzar Din of Kliya, and what was the Sibbe? Oma Lahem Imruatem. Let's see what you have to say. Others say that it seems that they didn't know a reason clear, they didn't understand, but they knew a reason of an einish, so they're just asking why clear, so tell me how you understand whatever they did. Amrulai mitnei shenenu misudosei shalaisei roshe. Nenu misudosei shalaisei roshe. They bring down from the Rif that the taina was the whole purpose of the Suda was the Simcha of Achashverosh to show that the Bayis will never be built anymore, became bottle, the Haftochas HaKadosh Baruch Hu became bottle, and they could have Hanor from such a Suda that they could participate, Mishtatev, in such a Suda, which since this was the purpose of the Suda, so it's a Gevaldik Kitrog on them. That's how they understood it. But maybe clear they didn't understand. So, Omar Lahem in Cain Shebishushin Yalgu, if that would be the Chet, so this is only those who went to the Sud in Shushan, Shebechol Eilam Kulo Al Yalgu. But in the whole world, this was a Gzeira on Klal Yisrael. Omru Loi Emer Ato, Omar Lahem Imnei Sheishtachabu Letzelem. Because they were mishtachev el tzelem of Nebuchadnezzar. I like to say over, there's a meiridike loshen harambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Tes. The Rambam says, Anachnu mitzuvim lefarsem emuna hazeis ha'amitis ba'ilom. This is the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, v'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. So we're metzuve to be mefarsim our emune, v'sheloi nefachet behezek shumazik. We should never fear of any harm that might come to us. Va'af al pi shebo oleinu machriach lichfoiseinu, even we'll be in a situation that someone will come to force us. Sheloi nishmeilov. So we shouldn't listen to him. Avol nimser atzmeinu lemise. But we mechuyev to be meisal nefesh. V'loy nisa'ehu lachshoy shekofalnu. And we should not fool him that he should think that we take kofer chas v'sholem b'kodesh bohu. Afal pi sheli boiseinu ma'midim bo yisala. We shouldn't do this. No, we should tell him what our true thoughts are, and if it involves Mesiras Nefesh, we should be Maisa Nefesh. And then he says, Bizman Nebuchadnezzar Horosha, Kshetzivo Lishtachavois Litzelem, Vishtachvu Loi Kol Hahamoin, Vishrael Bechlau, There was no one there that was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. Avol pochadu hakol. All of them had fear from Nebuchadnezzar. V'hoiso bozer chelpo l'chol Yisrael. So the whole thing was a chelpe for ganz klar Yisrael. Ala she'ovdo zois ha-mitzvah miklolom. That this mitzvah of Kiddush Shem Shemayim was never that. V'loi nitztavtso zois ha-mitzvah elo l'chemoi ha-maymed ha-mefusum ha-godol lahu. V'ker, this mitzvah was said to be done in such matzovim. Asher pochad mimenu kol ha-ilom. That the whole world feared Nebuchadnezzar. In that was this man, the opportune time to be mefarsim yichud Hashem, einoid movadoi, and Klal Yisrael should have been Meis and Nefesh themselves. Then he says, "Bezeh yia v'shem al yedei Yeshaya anovi shloi tushlam chelpas Yisrael bezeh ha-maimid," that lemaise the chelpas Yisrael will not be with Ashleimis, v'sheyiru behem bachurim ba'esahi akoshe lo yafchidei mamoves v'yatiru nafsham v'yifarsamu emuna v'yikachu as Hashem barabim. So the Yeshayahu Novi was told that there will be, and that was Hananya, Mishael, Bazarya, who were young then, and they were Meis HaNefesh. Amal Kaponim, we see the Chaymer HaDvorim, where the Rambam puts it down in Sefer HaMitzvahs, that there was a Tviya on Klal Yisrael to be Meis HaNefesh, and they didn't do it. So that's why they were Chayiv Kli. Omru loy v'chi masu ponim yesh bedovo. Is there masu ponim? Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, "Shishtachvu letzelem bimei Nebuchadnezzar. V'chi masu ponim yesh bedovo eich zochu l'nes." So the Rosh Yosef explains that the Emerson, there's a Seder, it says in the Teicheche, Afilu Klal Yisrael will do whatever, there's Avtoche, Loi Ma'astim, L'chaloisam, and there will Chas V'Sholm never be a Kliye of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is Muftach, that there'll never be a Kliye. No, the Shaila was, that was Evchi Masi Ponim Yesh Bedovo, Sarashi says, Eich zochu l'neis. That means if the Seder Hatzolah would only be because of the Shvu'e that Rabbi Nishalom was mashbiyah to Klal Yisrael and asked him, so then that Hatzolah should be Bekushi and Rachmona Netzlon Lishoye Rak Mi'at Min HaYehudim. That's what the Shvu'e would accomplish. But here there was Zeiche to Anes Goli in such Chasodim, so that he yes v'chimasi ponim yesh bedovo. That's what they asked Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Amar lehem heim loy osu elo lifnim, af HaKadosh Baruch Hu loy osu imom elo lifnim, v'hainir d'chsiv ki loy ino meliboy. It Rosh Yosef says, Pidarke shel amar sho, ki lo ina mi liboy, it's like, im lo ina mi liboy. That if, and he says, in is a loshen of aniye, of edis, leisane bereyacha eid shokel. Amoide bavayde zore is meyed edis shekel. But it wasn't an edis mi liboy, im lo ina mi liboy. It wasn't an edis mi libom. It was done, was only an outward an hoge of Avodah Zarah. So therefore, the gzeira was also only an outward gzeira of kliyah. So that is why there was zeiche afilu to anes. That's how there was zeiche to anes. Aim also lifnim miyire. Bachatza ginas bisan hamelach. Rav Shmuel, so we have a machlekes Rav Shmuel. Chad Omar, these are three different mekaymes. Chad Omar horoi lechotzer, lechotzer, horoi legina legine, horoi lebisan lebisa. Bisan was a secluded place with Ilonis, Pardesim. So each one had, there were three different makaymis, and each one that was roiti, that mokim was given that mokim to be. V'chad omar hoishivon bechotzer, v'loi herzikosa. He put them first in the chotzer, and there wasn't enough place in the chotzer. Begine v'loi herzikosa, ashech nison lebisa v'herzikosa. All three Mekoymes, they were spread out on these three Mekoymes, and then there was enough place for everyone. B'masnise tana hishivan b'chotze uposach lahem shnei psochim echod legine ve'echod lebisen. He says the mokem achila was the chotze, but they were able to be metayel in the gine and the bisa. The Ion Yaakov says that according to this pshat is good, the bachatza ginas bison. So it says a base by chotza, because that was the mokim. The mokim yeshiva was in the chotza. And then it was pasuach, but this, the ginas bison was pasuach to a gina or bisa. Or maybe the previous pshat also hishivan bechotza, and then later they was nispashit, the ginas bison is also not too bad, the why there was, there's a base by the chotza, because that was the mokim ikara yeshiva. Later they spread out to the ginas bison because there wasn't enough place. But according to the first pshat, he says, if the three bazundere mekoimis aroi lechotza lechotza, Aroy legina legina, so then, why, such as said, bechotzer, beginas, and bebisan. It says further, chu, kalpas, uschelis. My chu is Rav Omar, chori, chori. What does Rashi say? Chori, chori, maisem machat, meleches, hamatsoi, soisa, suyo, nikovim, nikovim. That's how, that was made of chor is a loshen, chur is a loshen holes. There were holes in it. The Orach Lunch Pshat, these were yiriyas, and there were holes in the yiriyas that one can see from one side to the other side. That means even though the yiriyas separating, but one could still see what's doing on the other side of the yiriyas. Ushmuel Omar Milas Levona. Milas levone chul loshen chiva, white. Now, milas levone, the Oruch says this is a superior tzemer noki vechiver, tzemer dak vechnoki mioid. The Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos that, when a lamb is first born, so the wool is very, very white. It's not dirty. So by other lambs, they go and cover it with a beged to ensure that it shouldn't be exposed to the elements. And later from this wool, they make clean milas. So this was a very expensive wool, and these were the matzois that were used by the Suda. Milas levono, that's chur loshen chiva itziya lehem. Karpas, omar Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina, korim shel pasim. These are either mattresses or pillows, again made out of milas. Al glile kesef amude sheish, mitois zov vokesef. Tanya Rabbi Yuda Imer Horoi Lekesef Lekesef. A sar that was roi to a mita shel kesef, he was given a mita shel kesef. Horoi Lezov Lezov. Oma Leirem Nechemiyim Ken Ato Matol Kina Besude. Elohim shel kesef Veragleim shel zov. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Oroi lekesef, mitois zov, or kesef kadovish. Sar oroi lezov, lezov. Vigorua lekesef. I saw one of the Mephoshim explains, Rashi is a little mishane from the Loshon HaGemara. The Gemara says, Oroi lezov, lezov, voroi lekesef, lekesef. And Rashi says, Aroi lezov lezov, v'garua lekesef. So he says that Be'emesin, Rashi is telling us that the Gemara is a little misleading. That means, if you're saying that the way it was, there was Aroi lezov lezov, Aroi lekesef lekesef, he says there was zicha madreges, not everyone was Aroi lekesef. That means if we're going to Roy, so others should have had Nechoshes, others should have had Eitz. It should be, if it's going to Roy, L'Roy, so Rashi, and it doesn't mention that in the Pasuk, just as Zov V'Keser. So Rashi wants to say, Roy L'Zov L'Zov V'Gorua. And all those who are not Roy L'Zov, so then he didn't differentiate already, V'Gorua L'Keser. Yeah, and Rav Nechemya asked him, "Kena tamatol kina besude?" That means yamatol kina besude. That how each one will get an ulcer looking at the other. Those who weren't on a mitzvah shel kesef, they'll see as yenas on a mitzvah shel zok. Elahem shel kesef v'raglayim shel zok. Now the Mefoshim asked the Mashoyes the Kasha. L'cheir it says mitais zohar v'kesef. So Rav Nechemya is saying that the mita was made out of zohar v'kesef. So l'cheir it should have been the mita was shel zohar and the raglayim is shel kesef. Not heim mitais zohar v'kesef and the raglayim. And he says v'kel. That Elohim shall kesef, the raglayim shall zov. The raglayim, so the pashtus of the posik is not mashma like that. The Marsho says that he held misvore that if you have a mita and a raglayim and you want to be machshiv a chelik of it, should be machshiv the raglayim. Why? Because the etzem mita was covered with matzoi, so you didn't see it. So what's the chshivis of zov if you don't see it? So Memele, if you wanted to be machshevit, so Mestama, the raglayim were uncovered, so the raglayim were shel zov. That's what the Marsho says. Others say that the darshan from the smiches, it says, amudei kesef, and there it says, mitei zov. So we're makish, the zov, just like by the amudim, they're speaking about the amudim. So here, mitei zov is also the amudim, the raglayim of the raglayim. So the raglayim were made out of mitei zov. Let us see Taisvis. Ato matol kine. So Rav Nechemya asked him if the roile zov zov was roile kesef kesef. Taima lamandomelel ha roile gina legina roile chotzer lechotzer. Ken ata matol kina besude. So we have the same problem over there. Eshloime de svirelei de kivin shloya royin ze se leke kina. So Taisa says amuridike yisod that kina is only if it's facing him. That means if they were in different areas, each one got tickets, and this one was assigned to go to the Chotzer, this one was assigned to go to the Gine. I mean, they didn't know was Tutzach Dalton. So Memele, that was not called an Isoiris of Kine Bishas the Sude. They see that together with Chotzer people, they don't know was Tutzach and the Gine, if it's better or worse. Masha'in came, but if in the same mocking, one had a Mita Shal Zov, and one had a Mita Shal Kester, that's Mamma Shahar Freisenish, so that's Eimatilim Kina Besude. The Iyan Yaakov wants to say, Lulay Divrei HaTosfos, he would perhaps say a different shot. Aroi lechotza does not necessarily mean that this was a Shaila of Kovet. He says, because this was speaking about the Chatzar HaMelech, the Ginish Shal Melech, the Bisin Shal Melech, all these three places were very choshev. Though there were different types of people which needed different types of areas. There were elderly people and young people. So Mamela Haroi is lav davke lefi kvoidom. Haroi says could be pshatis that because of other reasons others were assigned to eat in the chotzer and others were assigned to eat in the gina and the bisa. Not reasons of covet. So Mamela. So there was no problem of matilin kina besude. Bahat vosheish omar abasi avonim shem mischoitetois al baleihem vechein hu oimer, and it says in the posik, ki avnei nezel misnoisisois al admosai. Let us see Rashi. Mischoitetois al balehem. Ritzpo osolehem ba'avonim chatutois. Now what does chatutois mean? Kloima. Shaloi bo lidei odom. A person did not acquire these avonim elo b'teirech. It only came about through these avonim. One doesn't, one cannot acquire easily. These are very expensive avonim elo b'teirech. Shemechatetin umachzirin baleim achreim ad shemoitzin oisam b'domim yiko. Till you, one can acquire these avonim, so a lot of tirche and money is involved in order to acquire them. V'chein hu oimer shehamikra mishabeyach avonim yikoritz. The pasuk is praising avonim yikoritz. V'oimer, and the pasuk says shal yidei nisyoneis harbe hein boi. So Avnei Nezer, Mistoma means jewels that are fit to be put into a crown. So these Avonim is Misnoisisois. That means they can only be acquired through many Nisyonis. They're not acquired easily. V'hakosuv medaber liYisrael la'osid lovoi. Perhaps we could be meisiv that their chshivus is because of the nishaynis that they were oimed in, that gufa is meyed al chshivusam. The Oruch wants to say a different translation from mischaitetois. It says, Mischaitetois is a loshen machtiois baleim. That means, so, mishen nimtso biyodoi. If a person would have such avonim in his possession, mischayiv lemalchus, she'enam ru'uyim lehedyet elu lemalchus. This is such an even toivo that a hedyet is not permitted to possess such an even. The Taisus Arosh says, a person that has them, he doesn't show off with them, forget, he runs away to hide them. So it could be that is pshat misnoisisois. Avnineisa misnoisisois is avonim that one will run away for the fear, because of the fear of the malchus, that they should not find out that he has such avonim which are only ruyim lemalchus, not lehedyim. Vidar v'soy chores. Rav Omar dorei dorei. Rav says that dar is a lotion of rose. There were rows of stones v'soy chores. V'soy chores means soviv. That means there were rows of stones around and around. What does Rashi say? Dore, dore, shurois, shurois, sovit. B'secheres, loshen, secher, secher, the way around. That is one shot. Ushmul omar even toivo, yeish, bekroche hayom. This is a beautiful even toivo, vidoro shemo, oishivo beemza suude, it seems that this Evan Toive, Achsmid ben Yoyodo says that it was put near a source of light, and it had absorbed the light, and was able to magnify the light, and that was meir the whole Sude. And by Lila there was maybe torches near it, and again, so this Evan Toive Magda Meir Lahem Ketzohorai. What does Rashi say? Ketzohoraim, Vahai Visoicheres Loshen Sarohu. It's a Loshen of the Levon, the fact that it reflected the light. So it was a Doro, and it was equivalent to a Levone. that reflects light. Devei Rabbi Shmuel Tono, that's Dar V'Seichores, Shekoro Droi L'chol Balei Schoiro. So Rashi says, Shekoro Droi L'chol Balei Schoiro, Oso Nachas Ruach Livnei Malchusoi. So Dreyer is a shichur of freedom of the Bali Schoire. So Lechoire pshat was that they announced by the Sude that the sales tax was taken off. So that was to enhance the simcha of the Sude. If you don't have that on your head, so Lemaisa, you could enjoy the simcha much more. So lechayre, they were machis this dar. There's a dreyer, there's a freedom on schoyre. There's no taxes on schoyre. Vahashkois bechlei zohov vekelim mikelim shoynim mishunim miboilei. Now, if he wants to say that there were different types of kelim, so the proper word would be mishunim, that kelim, mikelim, mishunim, that were different types of kelim. Shainim is, the translation of shainim is to repeat, repetitious. Vekelim, mikelim, shainim, mishunim, if it means to say there were different kelim, so it should have said mishunim, not shainim. Omar Rove Yotziso Baskel v'omro lehem. A Baskel came out and told them as follows. Rishonim kolu mitnei kelim. That the Baal Shatzar, so his Mapola came about because he also did what you're doing. He took out the Kli Beis HaMikdosh and he used them. Va'atem shainim, and you're repeating their anhoge, you're doing what they did. So the Mashal says, so be'etzim, the Pasuk reads as follows, v'kelim mikelim v'kolim, v'kolim mikelim. The previous der, they had a clear because of these kelim. And shainim, and you're repeating their anhoge, you're repeating them, you're not taking a lesson from their punishment, and you're repeating it. V'kolim mikenim v'shainim. V'atem shainim. V'yein malchus rav. Omar rav melamed shkol echot v'echot hishkeyu yain shegodol himenu b'shonim. That means, rav does not mean harbe, a lot, nor rav means it was choshev. So it was choshev that there was a chshivis that it was older than the shoyse. Vashisiyo kados, my kados, Omar Rab Chonon, Mishum Rameya, Kidash Shal Toire. Madash Shal Toire, Achille Merube Mishisiyo, Absudosi Shaloi Seirosho, Achille Merube Mishisiyo. That means even though the psukim speak about a mishta, but fakert, there was a suda also. And the suda was kedosh al toire, that achile is merube mishti. What does Rashi say? Orishoinim kloima belshatza vachaburosai. Kadosh al toire, achilas mizbeach, merubo mishti. Why? What is the Achilles Mizbech? Par u'shloisha esroinim soiles la'achile. B'neisech chatziyahin, that's the shtiyah. So Rashi says, pshat, that it's going on Achilles Mizbech. That's kedash al teire. So he was medam Achilles Odom ke Achilles Mizbech. The Goyin wants to say that Achilles Odom gufe, we see that Achilles Merube Mishti. It says, Pas Bamelach Teichel, Umayim Bamsure Tishte. So it says, doesn't say a shear, how much pas one should eat. pass by melach toich, you can eat as much as you want. Umayim bam surah tishte. So we see that by the drinking, there is a hagbole, an amount, how much one should drink. By achila, there's no amount. So we see, achila merube mishtiya, that's dosh shel toich. The Marsha says, what is pshat in this, that Achashverosh said, Bashtiya kados, shbi kados shel toirim. So the Marsha says, he also was a little bit afraid. He remembered what had happened with Belshazzar by taking out the Kli Beis Hamikdash. So he understood as follows. Belshazzar wasn't kedosh shel Torah. That means there they drank very much. So that he understood, it's a bizoyin for the Kli HaMikdosh that you should use Kli HaMikdosh for anhoge, which is keneged das Torah. That he understood. But he's going to have a mishteh which is kedosh shel Torah. Faker to be achile merube mishteh. So if he's doing that, so there's nothing wrong to use Kli Mikdosh. That was the cheshbon of Achashverosh. Ein, let's see, Toisvis, kedosh shel Torah achile merube mishteh. Vahod amrinem benide kol shachilosoi merube mishtiyosoi atzmoisov schuyim. There's a psayeveshis in his atzomis. It seems that there's not healthy bones. Hainu ba'oichol yoiser midai. But if there's a normal eating and achil merube mishtiyah, that's fakir, that is the normal seder. Ein oynes, it says further in the pasuk that there weren't forced. Omer Rabbi Elazar melamed shekol echad ve'echad ishkeyu miyein medinosei. So Rashi says miyein medinosei, yain horogil boy, that yain medinosei is a yain horogil boy v'lo yishakreyu. So therefore, he's accustomed to this wine, below yishakreyu. So he won't be shikir. So that means the anhugis, that what he will do, will not done if he's a shikir. So then already he's onus, he's not achroi on his actions. But yain harogul boy, below yishakreyu, below yishteyu, el lafi ritzaynoi. So the etzem reaction from the shtiyah and the oifen to drink was no anus on. He wasn't forced to do his actions, weren't forced laden, he wasn't forced to drink it. He was rogel in this yai. And the mechuvin that there shouldn't be an oinus, ein oinus, the Megillah Storim from the Nesivos explains that the purpose of this Suda, Achashverosh wanted that to be machti Klal Yisrael, and he realized if this will be done, if you'll force them to Averis or Memelis, so that's not called being machti. So therefore, he made that there should be Ein Oynis, Kadosh Shel Torah, so whatever they'll indulge So they'll be on their own accord, and they'll be achroi for these actions. We see that, that they were nischayev kliya for participating in the suda. Shenenu meyaisa suda. So that's why he wanted to make sure it should be ein oynis. Lasois kirtzoin ish veish. Oma rove lasois kirtzoin mordchai vahoman. Mordechai derziv ish Yehudi, it's called an ish, homon ish sar v'oyev. Zot Rashi kirtzoin Mordechai v'homon, heim hoyu sorei hamashkim b'mishte. They were the sorim. And fakir, they Mitzad Echod, we find in Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, it says, Amoyre de Kezach, Kabucha, this Chilukei Deis, when the Suda was. Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar says, if a person wanted to eat Chulun Betare, he could have Chulun Betare also. So it's Amoyre de Kezach. We're speaking about someone's coming into the Mishtavach HaShveirosh, and there was a Hechsher from the Batar, Motre was the Rav HaMachsher, that means there was Lasis Kirtzoyim, I mean, that's for sure, that Lasis Kirtzoyim Ish, that Motre wanted that everything should be Betachlis Akashrits. He told them not to come, that's a Bezundrazah, but that was his Rotzen, should be Betachlis Akashrits, and Atechen Advorah Megiyim, that it wasn't only Betachlis Akashas, if one was Nizel to eat Chulun Betare, he could have Chulun Betare there also. I once wanted to say, the Yarash Dvash is different Mahalchim, but one Mahalach Yarash Dvash says that the Suda was Aseres Shemei Tshuvim, and the seventh day was Yom Kippur. That's one Mahalach we want to say. And that was also the Kavone, that Fakert Achashverish wanted to make sure that this Aseres Shemei Tshuvim shouldn't be a fruitful Aseres Shemei Tshuvim, and that's why he made the Mishta them. The Be'er Heter brings down that others were Nizer Aseres Shemei Tshuvim to eat Chulun Betare. So, Memele, so if you want to, so he said you could have your Aseres Shemei Tshuvim. I don't know if they were Musas Svarim given that also by the Mishta to make it the Shefil and Aseres Shemei Tshuvim Dik, but Al Kaponim, the food was Al Kaponim, Mahuda Dik, you had Chulun Betare. And Homon, forget, wanted to the ever who wants to indulge in whatever type of food or drink, that was the Rotzen of Homon. The Dachsman, the Megillah Storim says the food could be was kosher, but there was no hersher on the chairs. Chavli butzva gom, and that was shatnas already. It was only on the food there was a hersher. The waitresses there wasn't a hersher. And other things, but al kaponim, that's lasis kiltsoin ish ve ish. So others want to say pshat that kirtzayin ish ve'ish, Haman wanted that they should drink a lot. And Mordechai, that is different, didn't want they should drink a lot. And if they have to drink anything else to cover malchus, they should drink a little. So he says he lasses kirtzayin ish ve'ish. He wants they should drink a little. He wants they should drink a lot. So he says that's where they took out the Kli Beis Hamikdash. The Kli Beis Hamikdash, someone, one of the Mefarshim brings, it's Mu'et HaMachzik Es HaMerubeh. So Memele, his last is Kirtzayin Ish V'ish. Lamaise, Mordechai can want you could drink a little, but it will be Kirtzayin Haman also. It's Mu'et HaMachzik Es HaMerubeh. Gam Vashti Yamalke Osiso Mishtei Noshim Beis Hamalchus. Now, what is she doing, Beis Hamalchus? The Beis Hamalchus was right near this mokim of the Mishteh, Beis Hanoshim Iboile. It should have been Beis Hanoshim. Omar Rove Shneim Ledvar Aveira Niskavnu. That Faker, both of them, Sai Achashverish and Sai Vashti, wanted that they were Nechaven for Dvar Aveira. That means that she wanted that the women should be near the men, and that would entice the men. And that's what they wanted. So Shneim, that's why he was masking that she should be the Beis HaMalchus, which was right near there. Eine domri inchi ihu bekari ve'itzi bibutzini. Let us see Rashi. Ihu bekari deluyim gedoilim, butzini deluyim ktanis. Kloima, the Bo'isai mean Atzmoi Zenoyif Zenoy Efes. That means both of them have the common interest. Maybe one is a smaller Dilu, a smaller pumpkin, a larger pumpkin. But al kaponim, they have a common interest. Is the boy is a noyif is a noyefes. Who I'm a laharis es yoifio? Be lakachnis kavno she yistaklu be yoifio. So she wanted this and he wanted it, and there was a common interest in what eventually came out. By yoim ashvi ketoiv leiv hamelech bayai. So the Gemara asks, otu at hashte leitov libei bechamro. It was drinking the whole time. In ketoiv leiv hamelech bayayim odu at hashta leitov libei bechamra. Oma rove yoyim ashvi shabbos hoy. This yoyim ashvi was shabbos. She Yisrael oichlin v'shoysin maschilin b'divrei teire u'b'divrei tishbochis. Avol, oiv leikechovim, shoichlim v'shoysin, ein maschilin, ela b'divrei tiflis. V'chein b'sudoshe shalo yisheroshe, alolu oimrim madoya isnois, v'alolu oimrim parsiya isnois, om lamachashverish, kli shani mishtamish boi eine loy modai, v'loy parsi, ela kasti. The Gemara is very difficult to understand. The Gemara is a kasha, Yoyim Ashvi Ketoyv Leiv HaMelech Bayoyim, and then what was till the seventh day? So Rav says it was Shabbos, and Yisrael is Oichlam V'Shoysim, V'Shoysim Aschilam Divrei Teire, and Klaus and the Dumasalem speak about Divrei Prices. So what's the flow of the Gemara? How does this fam for the Kasha? So the Goyin says that the Kasha was a Kasha. Ketoiv Leiv HaMelech Bayayim is Dafke Bayayim HaShvi. It would seem that to Yayim HaShvi wasn't Ketoiv Leiv HaMelech Bayayim. So the Gemara's answer is that Stam Melech in the Megillah is the Rabbein Shlom. Once it says Melech HaChashverish. So Stam Melech is going on the Rabbein Shlom. So Memele, so by Yoyim Ashvi, so Klal Yisrael then, they made Kiddush, and they were Isaac and Einik Shabbos, and there, so the only Toiv Leiv HaMelech was by Yoyim Ashvi, then the Yayin they drank had a Mokim, was Einik Shabbos, Kiddush, the Makadish Ala Yayin, so Memele, then it was Ketoiv Leiv, then by Yoyim Ashvi, then it was Ketoiv Leiv HaMelech B'Yayim, then the Rebbein Shalom had Anor from the Shtiyas Yayim, and there we could see the difference of the Umis Oilom and Klal Yisrael. Ritzoyim Chem Lir Oiso, Omru Lo'in, Ubelvad Shetehei Aruma. Let us see Rashi. There's no Rashi. So what's the cheshbon of Arume? So the Maharsha explains that Achashverosh said as follows. Achashverosh had said that we're speaking about Noshim, so his wife was a Kazdi, and her beauty is not because, you'll think because she's a Malke, and she has beautiful jewelry. That's what's beautifying her. He says, no, she has, her beauty is an atzmistiki beauty without anything beautifying her. She's beautiful. So they wanted it. So they said, you have to prove it. And to prove it, fakel, the only way you can prove it is if you'll be mafshita from all her begodim and tachshitim. So then we'll be able to see take the way you say. Shebemido sheodo moided bo moided in loy. Now that what it was a gzeira on her that she should come arume is that was a mida keneged mid. Melamed shehoisa vashte horisha mevia benois Yisrael umafshiton arumeis boisa men beloche b'shabbes. So memela therefore was nigzar on her that she should come on Arum in Shabbos. Ha'inu d'chsiv, acher hadvorim ha'ele, kishoich chamas ha'melech achashverosh. זוכר אס ושתי בייס אשר אוסוסו בייס אשר נגזר עולהו. כשם שאוסוסו כך נגזר עולהו. That means פושט פשט is, if he remembered, he should have remembered not what she did. She didn't do anything. The fact that she didn't do. What's the Eis Asher Ososo? The Nigza Oleo was, she did not listen to the Tzivui of Achashverosh. What's the Ososo? So Kochor Eis Asher Ososo is what she used to do with the Bnei Yisrael. So that is, that's why it was Nigza Oleo that she should come on Arume. The Taisvus HaRosh says that, Shehoiso Mavshita Bnei Yisrael Arumais, he wants to say pshat that Mavshita Arumais means that they used to wear their tachshitim on Shabbos, Lekovit Shabbos, and Faker, she forced them to take off their tachshitim. So they were, she made them Arumais from their tachshitim. So therefore, so that was some sort of an arume. So it was nigzar fakert her tachshitim, and then by her they were moisif that maybe all the begodim about kaponim. He says that's how hoisam avshita arumeis lav davke kipshutoi. I once heard that the chsam sofer says pshat. What is pshat? Shehoisa mavshita is benayis yisrael arumeis. That pshat is that. She was the one that made the styles. However the queen got dressed, that was the style. So Mamela, the Benois Yisrael wanted to duplicate her. So, stell sich vor, that her begodim weren't too tzniestike begodim, but that's how the queen gets dressed, so that's how we have to get dressed also. That is pshat, shahoysa mafshita Benois Yisrael arumais. Yeah. Vatamoin Hamalka Vashti. So she didn't want to come. So the Gemara asks, Michdei Pritzosa Havoi. Why didn't she want to come? For Kel, that was the Omar Mar Shneim Ludvar Aveiro Niskavnu. So the Michdei Pritzosa Havoi. She was a Prutze. The Omar Mar Shneim Ludvar Aveiro Niskavnu. My time Aloyasoi. So why didn't she want to come? Omar Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina melamed shepolcho bo tzaras. B'masnise tone bo Gavriel v'osolo zonov. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, Pritzosa havoi prutzo hoiso, melamed shepolcho bo tzaras. V'yalef b'Yerushalmi. It says here, ma'asher nigzar oleo, osiv, vayeshev beis achovshis, metzoyre ki nigzar mi beis Hashem. So just like over there, Marlo Holland says nigzar, and it's speaking about a tzaras, avkan tzaras. And Taisvi says the same thing, shepolcha bo tzaras, birshalmi meforish, diafine nigzar, dersiv gabi vashti, mi nigzar, dersiv gabi yuziyo, kshenitztare, dersiv bei nigzar mi beis Hashem. Vayikzoiv ha-melech ma'oit, and it says, Father, v'chamosoi bo'aro boi. Amai dolke bei kulahai, omarove sholcholei bar arirairi da abe, you were the one, you were the shemer asusim of Belshazzar, abo lekovel alfo chamroshosi. Belshazzar was able to drink wine equivalent to what 1,000 people could drink. V'loyrovi, and he does not become shiker. V'gavrei ishtate bechamrei, and you became a shoyte with your wine. Miyad v'chamosoi bo'arovoi. Rashi, ahurayrei, shoymrei asusim. Lekovil alfo chamre shosi kenhei da kosev olov. That's what the pasuk says in Daniel. The Goyin explains the Gemara's kasha was vayiktzei hamelech moed vachamosei bor boy amai dol kabei. what's the bor a boy? So he says, what's shot in the Gemara's kasha? So he says, when a person is very angry, so when he lets out his anger, so that takes away a chelik of the anger. He's angry and he gets over it. So he says, there were two inyonim over here. There was one inyon that everyone saw that he had sent shluchim to bring her and she didn't come. That was one inyon, which he was angry about that. That was v'yitzev ha-melech mo'id. But then there was something else that she had told the shluchim, this pizgim, bar al-rayri, the abe, that the abe lekovel al-facham reshose v'leirovi. Now this she had salted him. Now this he didn't want to be mefarsim. This, but the sorma were by him were unaware about this pizgim, what she said about him. And Memela, he didn't want to be mefarsim what she said, because why does he have to be meisef noch bushe? And that's bad enough that she doesn't listen to him. So Memela, so that's chamosei boar or boy. That means it was burning in him. He had no way to control his kas. Vayomer hamelech lachachomim. Man chachomim rabonim. Yoidei hoitim sheyoiden la'aber shonim blikvoya chadoshim. Omer luhu dainu oli. You should mishpat Vashti. They bring down from a Yaris Dvash. Here the Yaris Dvash is a different cheshbon. The Yaris Dvash asks a kasha. That means he wanted that the Chachomim should be done Vashti. Fine. Yoidei ha'itim. Now, the Goyin HaGavurcha says in the Megillah, Yoidei ha'itim, that they know there are certain, not all the time you go with the letter of the law. Betzim, he wanted that they should be mekel, they shouldn't paskin shishchayev misa. There's certain times that you have to look away. That's why he went to them. But Agamor doesn't say this pshat. Yoidei itim, sheyoidim la bershonim v'likpoyachadoshim. So the Yaris Dvash says, if you want to mishpit the Vashtis, why is this necessary? Yoidim la bershonim. Nishonim, Likvaya Chadoshim. So he wants to say that the year starts by Goyim, it starts from Tishrei. Now, the third year started from Tishrei, and that's when he made, not the way we mentioned before, that's when he started making the Suda Kuf Pei Hei Yomim. So he said that the Suda in Shushan started Chesnissen, and the Yom HaShvi came out Tesvov Nissen. Now, Tesvov Nissen was the Yortzeit of Belshazzar, that's when he was killed. So Mamela, so he had a shaila like this. No, if it's the Yortzeit, so Mamela, it's no taina on her that she doesn't come. I mean, he said by then the Yortzeit was also something. Her father was a big melech, he was killed that day. But that's only if there was Chadoshim Kisidrom. If it was a Shonim Uberes, so then it's not the old site, it's Odor, it's not Nissen. So that's why when he wanted to find out if she's Chayim Misa, first of all, he had to find out Klo, Yoidei Ha'itim, because he wanted to know Klo, Adachadoshim, or if it's a Memele, if it's Tesvov Nissen, so it's a different parsha. If it's not Tesvov Nissen, so that's why he wanted to find out Bimavara Dishaila, Shiyoidim Laber Shonim Likvoya Chadosh. Omru, so they said between themselves, Eichi Navit, what should we do? Name Olei Kotla, we should tell him, he should kill him, Lemoche Posik Lechamu. Look, tomorrow he'll get a little bit sober from his wine. Uboi Ilon Mino, then Haleska Vidochilo, then he'll remember about her. Uboi Ilon Mino. So Mamelan, we said that we said he should kill her. Name alei shavka, should we tell him that he should be moichala, come zalzala b'malchusa? That's also not posh. It's a zilzal in the malchus of Achashverosh. So Amru Lai, so they told him as follows. Miyayim shechora beis amigdash, v'golino miyatzeinu, nitlo eitza mimenu, v'inonu yoidim lodo indini nefoshes. That means now we are unable. Taki, we were able once, but now we went in Golis, so now we're unable anymore to be done in the Foshes. Zil gabi aminu moye, the yosvi biduchtayu, that they're kavua, they're not goylem. Ke chamro, the yosiv al dudayu. So this is like wine. That is resting, that was not mixed up. Yeah. V'taime omrulei. And they told him a good thing. That means that makes sense what they told him. Tersiv shanon moyov min urov v'shoiketu al shmorov lehurak mikli al kliu begoylo leholach al kain oma taimoi. Let us see Rashi. Pasuk lo yofik yenoi ma'at me'olov. The lashon ma'at is interesting. Al dodaye al shmorov. V'taima omruloi. V'yofa omruloi. V'vade keinu. Shemitoir sha'odam shoked daite miyushebes olov. So then it's Meyushev, Shenema, Shanan, Moyev, Menura, Veshoikadu, Al Shmorov, the safe of the call, Kenoma, Taime, by Verechi, Leinoma. And he accepted this. Miyad, Vakorov, Elov, Karshino, Shaser, Admoso, Sarshis. So therefore, they were next. So they were asked next what to do with Vashti. Now, Omar Rab Levi kol posik ze al shum kol bonis. Now, Rab Levi wants that's Pashta the cross. He's going to ask them, but Rab Levi wants to darshin that this posik is coming to tell us that the Malachi Hashoris were Ma'ira lifnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The schus kolbonis that Klal Yisrael has. Vakorev Elov, that means that the kolbonis. Nemar karshino, omru malachi yashos of Nea Kodesh Bochu, ribayni shaloylom, klum hikrivu lefonecho, korim b'nei shono, the tmidim, keder shekrivu Yisrael lefonecho. So that's korim b'nei shono. Sheisa klum ikrivu lefonecho shtei teurem. This was a korban tzibur they mentioned, then they mentioned a korban oni, shtei teurem. Admoso klum bonu lefonecho mizbeach adome. Tarshish klum shimshu lefonecho bibigdei kohune. Tersiv bohu tarshish vishoyam vyoshvei. Very interesting. They mentioned, the Malachi Ashuris mentioned one of the Avonim of the Choshen. Klum shimshu lefonecha bebigdei kune sibu tarshish v'shoyim v'yoshve. The Meshech Chochman Parshas Tetzave wants to say as follows, that the Evan of Tarshish was the Evan of Shevet Osher. Now, Shevet Osher, Chazal tell us that his daughters used to marry, used to have beautiful daughters, and they used to be married to Kahanim Gdolim. So the Malachi Ashoris were Ma'irer, before the Rabbein Yisroel, look how Klal Yisroel reacts with beauty, and now Umas Oilam react with beauty. Klal Yisrael, when they have a bas noe, so the whole tachlis is fakel that she should be bitznias and she should be a wife for the kohen god lo even b'migdosh. Look what Shevet Osher did. That was the Evan of Tarshish. And by them, when they have beauty, so melichus oisa arumet. So that's why they dafke pinpointed the Evan of Tarshish. Meres klum mirsu bedam lefonecha. Marsena klum mirsu bemenoches lefonecha. Memuchan klum mechinu shulchan lefonecha. Shulchan of the lechan maponim. So this was Chazal Darshan. So this was the Malachi Yeshuas were Melitza Yosha and Klal Yisrael. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, "Posig Zal Kolbonis Nema Vakolav Eilav Loshen Hakroves Kolben." Malachi Yeshuas is Kilvne Hakadosh Baruch Hu Esa Kolbonis Shekrivu Yisrael Lefonov. Lasa islahem nekoma bevashti vitovei Esther vetimlech tachtel. Karshino klum ikrivu lefonecho korim b'nei shonim. Sheisar shtei toirim. Meres shemirsu es adam shelo yikorish, that they mix the dam it shouldn't coagulate, vishuv lo yeroi lezrike. Marsino mirsu b'menoches leboilolom. They mixed up the menoches b'maris loshen megis. Svasemis wants to say that that by dam you're not making anything; you're just preventing that the dam shouldn't coagulate. By the minche you're misaken it al yedei hagosa. So that's why there's a different shem. Marsnam, it would seem that he learns that you're making it nivlal. So you're making something. Meres is not making anything, you're just preventing that it should coagulate the dam. Let us see Taisus. Zil agabi amin amoyev, diyosvi bedochtayu kichamro, that they're settled. The koshe, the perik tefillah, so it says to go to Amin Amoyev. So Amin, it seems, also was not goyla. The koshe, the perik tefillah, sashacha porich, v'chi amoin bimkoima yoyshe, v'loi bos ancherev u'bilbolu. Bilboloi, so lemaise, so Amin was also a goyla. The kach perish rabbeinu tam the garsinen hocha not zila gabi amoin amoyev the garsinen hocha moyev luchut the kronami because you see also from the pasuk amin taka was goyla the pasuk says shanan moyev mina uro the kronami lo hiskir elo moyev the siv shanan moyev. The brach is nami legersinen ela amoin. There it says that bosan cherev was mevalbul. So amoin, there's no amoin anymore. Umizatam itiru liyehudi ger amoini lovei bekol. The Gemara there tells us because am cherev was mevalbul amoin. So memela, so we don't have any true amoinim nowadays. Aber mashme de geiri inoch, other geirim, ich weiß, ger mitzri, so a moib le rotzel hatte lovi bekol. Fisch le bilbo, san chere mitzrayim, le bilbo moib. So me mele, so therefore we have to be geiris over here, only moib. He told them to go to moib. Umi u koshe, de bebroches mashme ba oiso sheheveisi, she san chere bilbo amin. Tane memuchan ze homan. Velama nikra shmai memuchan, shemuchan leporonis. What does Rashi say? So Rashi says, Muchal Aparoni is oimed liyos toli. That means from the beginning already, he was oimed for the Paronius. He eventually, eventually fell on him. Like we meant, there was Meshever Goin. The whole aliyah that he had was the hachona for the big mapola. It was Muchal Aparonius. Memuchan, let us see, Taisvis, Yesh Medrash, Shahoyo Daniel. So that's Mert Feistais from the Sivsei Chachamim, they have to put a period. There's a Medrash, that means Agamor says, this is Agamor says, Memuchan, Zehoma. There's a Medrash that was Daniel. And the Medrash says that Memuchan, that Daniel told him that he should kill Vashti. And Daniel told him, he said, you know, then you're doing Das Torah. Because it says in the Pasuk, and it means of William Shalbo, but he brings a posik in the Torah, and he brings a posik in the Torah, that is Das Torah, that you have to be Moishel, and therefore, Fakir, that's what the Medrash says. Nagamaroz Mamuchan is Homo. Now, Lecheir Lefisha Yonasi Lesaris, this is going on Agamor. Lefisha Yonasi Lesaris Shahisa Gedoyla Mimeno. Now, Homon was married to someone who was bigger than him. Shleyocha Lecheifel Adabel Kushoyna Yotz Lasis Kain. So the whole thing, this whole dreidel was a way to be Mamala his Rotzen. Omar Rav Kahane Mikan Shehedyet Kaifetz Bereish. That's Lifnei HaMelech Vasorim, so others loim shat, that means before they had a chance to say anything, he was the one that popped up and said it. So Mikan She, that's a title Lifnei, Ushan Shehedyet Kaifetz Bereish. Liyeis Kol Ish Soire Beveisoi. Omar Rove. Il molei igrei sari shaynes le nishtaya misayneim sha Yisrael sari the polem. If it wouldn't be for these igreis, so rachmona netzlon nishtaya misayneim sha Yisrael sari the polem. Omri, mai hai de shodelo. That what, that the Hashverish sent out a moiradike lo, liya is kalish sari beveisai, Pshita afilu kolcha bebeisei padashche lehevi. Afilu kolcha, we'll see the Hashemans as a shuffle. Afilu, a person is very low, but in his house, he's like a sow. So what is the chiddish? What is the hashverish machadish? So they saw already that, he's not a chochem. He's sending out things which are poshut, so memele, so therefore, or the other igres, by the igres nias already, they also didn't rely that it's going to remain like this, who knows what the next thing is going to do, so therefore, they did not, well, see, Rashi didn't kill the Eden right away, after the igles tzois were sent out. Let us see, Rashi. Mekan shehed yet koifetz baroy shereimono oisei akosav lupsoif al magaruah mikulam buhu koifetz baroy il molei igris rishaynis sheurzak behem shoyte beeinei horumis inishtair misayin Yisrael sorry the pol shoyu memarin lohirgon bemitzvah samelach. That means if they would have respected the gzeire of the igris shniyis, so the Melech said to do this, so there would have been a zrizim, or imemarim lohirgon b'mitzvus ha-melech, b'igresem tzois, lohoyu mamtinim l'yayim ha-moy. But since they knew he was a shayte, so who knows what's going to happen next, so therefore they waited.
Omri, my, haide shodolon. What is he sending out? Omri, ma'umis, maza shashach, loima lonu, lis kalish, seira bebeisai, sha'af hagardon, seira bebeisai. A gardon is a weaver, and the Mashal brings down the Gemara in Shabbos that a weaver was a very shuffledic person. A person who was a weaver, in the man initially is King Gadol or Melech, if he had such a shuffledic umness. So that's what Rashi says. Shaf a gardon, seira bebeisai. So what are you telling us? Padashcha pokid v'nogid. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Vi yavkeit hamelech pkidim. Oma rav, mai dersiv kol orum yase bedas, rsiv osil yifloi siveres. Kol orum yase bedas, zedovit, dersiv ayoim rolo yavodo, vivakshu ladoini hamelech na oreb sulo. First of all, David didn't do anything on his own accord. Forget others were matziah this. So we should look for Absula. Is man vahavale brato aisinele? Because he knew this meduba of one daughter becoming an Ashes David. So forget each one brought his daughter, hoping that it might be his daughter. Uchsil yifrei sivele sacha shverish. Dechsi v'yavkid hamelech pkidim. Kol man da havele brate itamro mine. Let us see Rashi. Said Rashi, Nara David lebikish elo nara achas. There's only one nara involved. Kol odom herel shluchov es bitoy ulai titav beino. Vachashverish ksil tzivela kabitz es kulam. Hakel yoidim shleikach elo achas. Veskulon yival is man behavelei brata mitamro. So therefore, no one was interested in such an anhoge. So therefore, each one hid their daughters from Achashverosh.